众论坛主持曾宇恒。
翻嚟大湾交通水工头论坛嘅录音转播，我哋继续听现场观众嘅提问啦。
Hi, my name is Winnie Ho, and I'm with the Yes Side Coalition. I have a comment, and I also have a question for both the Yes and No sides. My comment is, my family came to this country, settled in Vancouver 30 years ago. We've grown from a family of four to now a family of eight, and that's only the nuclear family. We have definitely contributed into the transportation transit congestion because we move every day, all of us. So for 35 cents a day, I'm not rich, but I think I can afford the 35 cents a day to help out, because this is what Canadian is about. This is why we come to Canada. And my question is, for both the yes and no side, I'm curious to know, we've heard a lot about the no position, assuming that the day after a no vote, TransLink stays. So can both sides paint me a picture of what the day after a no vote or yes vote looks like? And I want particularly in reference to transit, transportation, congestion, health, and also funding and taxation.
啱啱呢個問題咧，就係問究竟喺公投之後，不論係投贊成票之後，究竟個後果會點樣？投咗反對票之後，嗰個後果又點樣？咁佢希望咧，正反雙方都想俾一個嘅答案。Who would like to answer this first? Maybe Jordan. I'll let you take that first.
The day after the no vote, the sea buses will still be in the harbor. The sky trains will still be running. The buses will still be running.People will still be going about their business, but a revolution will have been happening which will force the government to understand that we are overtaxed. If the only tax increase you had this year was 35 cents a day, which, by the way, is a misleading number because they don't actually include what businesses are going to pass down to you and increase cost. But if that was the only tax increase, sure, you might be able to handle it. But that's on top of ICBC and MSP and EI.And CPP increases. You know, just compared to 5 years ago, the average family in British Columbia is paying $25 more a week in taxes. Just comparing yourself to 5 years ago, $25 more a week. So if you feel like you're a little bit more broke at the end of every week, you actually are. That's why. So what will have happened is government, the mayor's council, the premier, the minister of transportation,The opposition NDP, they're supporting the yes side. TransLink board, all six of the boards of directors, they will have gotten a message. We're overtaxed and we want something done, something to fix TransLink. And they will begin, hopefully, I'd like to lock the mayor's council and the premier and the boards of directors in a room together to talk about how you restore public confidence in TransLink. And that will become the effort over the summer and the fall of our political leadershipas it should have been, years ago when this thing started to slide. This is not a new problem. TransLink wasting money didn't just start overnight. It's been happening for many years.
裴子们先生刚特别提到说呢，如果投 no 之后，但是这个 TransLink 呢还是存在，它没有关系，因为生活一切如常哦，大家还是去上班，继续会有 SkyTrain、C Bus 等等哦。但是它释放出一个很重要的这个讯息，就是让 TransLink 让我们的这个省政府、市政府相关的这个单位都知道我们的这个心声。我们觉得 TransLink 需要改变，所以下一步就是政府要展现领导力的时候了。
Alan， 我个人觉得呢，我想举两个最简单的例子跟大家分享一下。第一个呢，就是我们现在讨论的所有问题里面，没有一个人否定我们的交通系统应该更新、应该提高，我们应该投资在我们的交通系统里面。我们现在正在其实争论的焦点是我们怎么来融资来建设这个系统。所以我觉得的话呢，如果要这样是一个问题的话呢，我们想 TransLink， 我个人也认为是效率比较低的。但是如果我们有一个孩子表现不好，我们是对孩子应该更多的教育呢，还是把孩子一脚踢出门？那么这个可能结论很简单。第二个呢，我是20多年前到加拿大来的，这些年我见过很多的新老移民从世界各地来。当你问他们说你们为什么到这边来呢？这边很贵啊，生活，觉得这儿的环境好，这儿的人好，这儿的一切都好。这个好是需要付出代价的。所以我觉得在我们在说 translink 不好的时候，不要把我们应该做的建设全部的毁掉。好，谢谢各位。
Mayor Moore?
So, I'm not sure if Mr. Bateman has a magic ball to figure out what's going to happen the day after. I've never heard of this, and I'm not sure if this is going to cause a revolution. That's a pretty big word for a transit discussion that we're having. No doubt it has highlighted challenges in the system, and no doubt it's highlighted things that we'll probably have to change by this. But that doesn't mean that we vote no to make that happen. Those things, those groups that Mr. Bateman described, we'll probably get together afterwards when there is a yes vote to talk about those things that have been highlighted. But in the meantime, the day after there's a yes vote, we can look to, and the money's then collected, we can look to invest in the road network immediately. We can look to invest and make the purchases for the buses, for the increase in the C-bus and the increase in the overall network. We can get started on the design drawings for the new rapid transit line in Surrey, the extension of the Millennium Line along Burnaby. We can get started on the redesign for the Patello Bridge and finally replace that bridge that is in desperate need to create a safer bridge. Those things we know will happen. The other stuff is all speculation. And we can speculate all we want on what will happen, but I think a lot of those things that Mr. Bateman highlighted will happen with a yes vote as well. But then we can get on rebuilding the system that we need to.
剛剛 Mayor Moore 咧就係回答剛剛嗰個嘅問題啦，咁佢就話咧佢認為咧係其實係反對嗰邊嘅陣營咧係冇提出到即係唔明，純粹係猜測呢一個嘅反對嘅陣營咧贏咗之後咧係會帶嚟改變。佢亦都相信咧其實呢個贊成票係通過咗嘅話咧，其實呢個運輸聯網嗰度咧都係會有一啲嘅改變，但係同一時間亦都可以投資落去更加多嘅道路啦，巴士咧同埋嗰個運輸基建上面嘅，咁佢話咧而家嗰個嘅反對嗰個陣營咧，而家只不過係純粹係喺度猜測，係一定係會帶嚟改變嘅啫。
我哋休息一陣先，轉頭繼續聽觀眾嘅提問。